and welcome back this morning to Rosie on the House. Well, we're talking to archaeologist Mr. Alan DeNoyer from Archaeology Southwest down in Tucson. Romy, the thing that always just like really intrigues me about archaeology is you're literally every shovel full of dirt could potentially be exposing every shovel load is peeling back layers of hundreds of years of history.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. Now, Romy won our raw egg contest with the backhoe where we weld a spoon to the front of the bucket of a backhoe. And you have to be able to take that spoon, pick up the raw egg, and deliver it to hand to the inspector. Romy, where did you ever even learn how to do that? I mean, you won the contest.
That one was just easy. Grading, that one came hard, but the bucket was it was easy. I don't know.
Listen to what Alan's backhoe operator found. Describe this scene, Alan.
Yeah, so this friend of mine, his name is Dan Arnett, and he was working down. He's the one, he discovered the early agricultural fields that we find down here. And one day he was working out here off of Sunset Road, and he was scraping along, and he hit a berm where the people had built up a berm with a ditch, a canal field ditch running through the middle of it. And as he was scraping along the berm, he saw this shape, and he thought, boy, that looks like a footprint. So he hopped out of the tractor, grabbed his blower, and went down there. And with the blower and a little trowel, he scraped, and he blew the sand out of this hole. And sure enough, there's beautiful little toe prints in this footprint. It was totally a footprint squished down into the mud. You could even see the squishes of the mud outside where the whole bank kind of smooshed out when the person stepped into it.
And so these footprints date to when?
So these footprints were approximately 3,000 to 3,500 years old.
Just let that soak in 1 minute. So this guy on a backhoe is uncovering footprints that are 3,000 years old.
Yeah. So Dan has a video online, and in this video they duct tape a Sharpie to the end of his blade, and he writes his name on a board with the Sharpie using this boom of the tractor.
That's good. That's really good.
Yep.
All right. So he doesn't just find one footprint.
Right.
And this is on the north side of Tucson.
It's kind of, the northwest side of Tucson, right along the Santa Cruz River in the floodplain. And they were getting ready to build a new bridge over the Santa Cruz River there. There had been one many years ago, got washed out in the flood. So they were building a new bridge. So before that work happens, we have to go in and do the archaeology that might be impacted by that new road. And so that's what he was doing when he discovered that first footprint. And then that led to, he's like, well, there's one. What about more? So he got down and he started blowing and scraping and blowing and scraping. And there were footprints everywhere.
And these are families. These are small footprints. Yeah. These are adult footprints.
Yeah.
And they're the agricultural fields of this civilization.
Yeah. So it was so well preserved. So we could dig the fields three-dimensionally. So you could excavate the berms around the fields and the ditches in the fields and even the planting pits in the fields where they planted the corn. So at this period of time, all they had was corn and squash. They didn't have beans yet. But we could expose the whole field, and then you could see the footprints of the farmers walking through the fields to go to let water into each field cell. Planting pits didn't look like the corn was growing yet. It must have been early in the spring. And there was a flood. This came down the CDO wash. This flood came down, and it's right where it runs into the Santa Cruz. This flood dropped a layer of silty sand that covered all these tracks. So this sand did not compact very hard, so we could literally blow it out of the footprints with a blower. So it was really easy to do.
Folks, as you're driving to or from Tucson on Interstate 10, you're literally driving over these fields at Ina, Twin Peaks, that whole area right in there.
Yeah, all the way up below A Mountain. There's just sections of fields all along the Santa Cruz there. And we're talking in a lot of cases, there's fields stacked up on top of fields, 7, 8 layers thick. that we can see, and there's probably a whole lot more than that.
Seven or eight layers. That's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is any of this available for the public to see in its current state?
No. Right now there is nothing that is really visible at all. There is some stuff down below a mountain. They have reconstructed one of the Presidio Gardens, and they have a bunch of the historic gardens there that the Spanish built, redone. That's pretty neat to see. But as far as the prehistoric stuff, there's really not much to see right along the Santa Cruz.
Well, that Santa Cruz River starts down around Canela, and it flows south into Mexico. Horseshoes bends back up through Nogales, through Tubac, right into the south side of the southwest corner of Tucson, runs right along a mountain, and eventually drains into the Gila River. So, I mean, and it was I-10 of the entire Spanish conquistadors. It was Santa Cruz and San Pedro Rivers that they used as their highways into Arizona.
Yep. It was amazing. And literally, it wasn't until the 1800s the Santa Cruz had flowing water through these certain stretches near the mountains, and it had it year-round. They had lakes in the Santa Cruz down here. Historically, people would ride little paddle boats down around in the Santa Cruz.
Here we are with archaeologist Alan DeNoyer talking about a particular field that was discovered in northern Tucson, but we're going to come back and talk about a whole lot of other discoveries in the state of Arizona when we're back after this.